This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York.
When Amazon inked a deal in August to buy Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, we knew some changes were expected to be underway. Among the many changes for Whole Foods will be the way companies can sell and market products in stores beginning next year. Commonplace at any given Whole Foods, it's one of the biggest moves yet in its push to operate more like a traditional market. Here to talk more about the changes underway and how Amazon is possibly helping to put Whole Foods on the fast track to a conventional supermarket is The Wall Street Journal's Heather Haddon joining us via Skype. So a lot of changes are in motion, obviously. A big one that seems to be a little controversial is doing away with brand representatives to, you know, promote products at Whole Foods. What's the thinking behind this move?
Yes. Yeah, so for a long time now, Whole Foods has invited representatives of brands, particularly niche brands that customers might not be familiar with, to come in and explain their products to customers and employees in their stores, to make sure displays are set up correctly, to make sure that orders come in correctly. So say you have some kind of like new allergy medication or something where a customer might not be familiar with it, or the employee might not be familiar with it, given that it's very specific. These brand representatives, independent brand representatives, will go to the stores and help in that regard. So Whole Foods is eliminating that system coming next April. From Whole Foods' standpoint, they say this will make things more efficient, that this system was leading to an uneven quality of service across the country, because it was really up to the brands to service the stores where they saw the most business and where they saw the most potential to promote the brands. Well, according to the brokers, they see this a real blow in terms of being able to make sure that customers are educated and employees are educated about these niche brands. And they see it as another step in Whole Foods, you know, potentially becoming more mainstream, more conventional, as opposed to, you know, how Whole Foods is really known and how it's right. been positioned for a long time as being very niche and independent.
Yeah, there's a lot of pushback on this on many fronts. You know, one of them, of course, is that concern about the push towards convention. Also getting people worried is the potential blow to local sellers. Are we already seeing some of that?
So some of the local sellers I've spoken to said indeed that they are concerned. Some of these folks really depend on Whole Foods for the bulk of their business. They've made this a priority for them in terms of their portfolios, and so really added staff to focus on Whole Foods stores. With this shift coming, one local producer I talked to said that she's going to lay off half her staff in response. You know, granted, it's a very small shop, but that's a blow.
Wow, yeah.
And we're just seeing the beginnings of this. Again, it hasn't gone into effect. It won't be until the spring at the earliest, but that's what they're anticipating.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Heather Haddon about Amazon putting Whole Foods on the fast track to becoming a conventional supermarket. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for joining us. So, Heather, the changes in motion, I'm sure, are expected to be discussed by all the top execs at the Whole Foods quarterly meeting in Seattle this week. Any word on what we might expect, what people are listening for?
So this is a quarterly meeting that takes place where all the top management for Whole Foods, along with their regional presidents, get together. But this is the first time they've met since the merger went through. So since Amazon bought Whole Foods, no word yet exactly on what's to be discussed. But when that merger happened, really little had been formalized in terms of what the companies were thinking about how their structures would actually operate. So, you know, I believe that there will be a lot to be discussed at this meeting. Now, these quarterly meetings happen all over the country, but they've coincidentally chosen Seattle to have this meeting. And obviously, that's also where Amazon is located. So certainly there should be some synergy there.
It's all very interesting. Heather, thanks very much for the time.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Heather Haddon. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.